I can't wake up. The slightest twitch in your eye cuts off the blood to my good side. If I were a wreck, would you stand back and watch me crash? If I was upset, would you know?
Everybody, this is Danny, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined today by the host of the Black Stripes or White Keys every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the lovely Kayla.
Oh, thank you for that marvelous introduction.
Of course. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing pretty damn good.
I'm glad to hear that. So tonight, we're just filling in for someone, but we're going to play you some music, probably of the rock variety. But you never know. I don't like to
switch it up.
Yeah, I don't like to label, you know, what we play. You know, if I say we play rock, then we can't ever play hip hop, or we can't ever play pop, or whatever. You know, whatever we feel like playing. But play some good tunes for you. Hope you're all having a great. What's today? Thursday. I kept thinking today was Friday all day.
It feels like a Friday.
It does feel like a Friday, doesn't it? I don't
it
know
does.
Why.
It
really does, but I hate to break it to everyone listening, but you have one more work day ahead of you, so hang in there tonight, get some restful sleep after our show is over, of course, and the weekend is right around the corner, but for now, let's get back to some music. We'll check in with you guys whenever we feel like it, soon.
Very soon.
Probably after a couple of songs. Say hello, chit-chat about whatever's on our minds, and then get back to it, so... We're going to go right into another song. And I'm just going to put a random one on the playlist. Hope you guys enjoy it. Again, my name is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
doesn't flower, doesn't die. There, the mystery doesn't follow, doesn't try.
Yeah. voices of endless summer nights. I'm losing ground, losing sound. Somewhere through a thousand, lose a dragonfly descends with just a whisper. I'm lonelier than God. And all my wishes spin the fishes in the air and everyone a different shade of you.
Hello, everybody.
I'm still alive.
Even if you're not a Pearl Jam fan, you got to admit that sometimes you are entertained by just guessing what it is that Eddie Vedder is saying.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you should have played that Yellow whatever the hell it is song, because it's like...
Because you can't understand a single word.
You can't understand anything. It's like...
It's entertaining.
But the verse, it's like... Na, na, na. That's what it sounds like. I hope if anyone's listening that they like my impression of Eddie better.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's better than Eddie himself.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. I told you all that we were probably going to play some rock music on this show, and I wasn't kidding.
Yeah, we played some lot of 90s today.
There was only one song in that bunch. I just played six songs. Only one of them was not from the 90s, and it was from the early 2000s. So,
throwing it back.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do, you know? Anytime,
that is what you do.
Anytime you hear me on this radio station, you can expect a lot of rock of the 90s variety.
Well,
it's
90s
just how I roll.
90s variety is one of the best varieties.
I agree. And if you disagree, you're probably not listening right now.
You probably turned it off once you heard Alive.
Probably. Or before then.
Or before that. You never know.
Yeah. So. Probably when you heard some Alice in Chains or you heard a couple...
You know,
rather obscure 90s bands, and you were like, who is this?
You gotta keep it grunge on here.
Yeah.
This Thursday night.
This isn't Ariana Grande. I'm gonna tune to a different station.
But you're in cahoots with Ariana Grande.
That's true. She follows me on Twitter.
For some reason.
Have no idea why.
But you know what? We take it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a
conversation.
That's a win.
Yeah.
I will do everything.
It's a good icebreaker.
It is. I'll do everything in my power to try to get her on the station. No promises, but she does follow me on Twitter, so maybe she'll listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She'll come in, you know.
People think I'm making that up. Because, like, I don't know why you would think that she'd follow me, but she does. And it's not like, I'm not in exclusive company. Like, she follows, like, thousands of people. I think one day she just went on, like, a following spree for, like, a bunch of her fans. And I don't know how I got in there because I don't follow her on Twitter, but she follows me.
You know what? It's cool.
Yeah.
She's consistently followed you?
Yeah, for like a few years
she
now.
She still does?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
That means that nothing on my Twitter feed was like too egregious for her to be like, who is this person? I don't want to see that unfollow.
Yeah.
This person's dumb.
Well, I wonder if when she scrolls through Twitter, she ever sees like, she's gotta see your stuff.
Well, yeah, it's possible.
I mean, like, do you tweet a lot?
I go through like phases. Sometimes I'll tweet like a lot of, and I tweet unimportant things. I tweet silly things, stupid things, things that just pop onto my head, you know, mostly like comedic stuff, or like sometimes I'll just tweet things that don't make any sense because only I really know what it means. And I'm just throwing it out there because I don't know. People will probably read it and go, what does that mean?
One time I Facebook stalked you and I saw like posts that were like tweets, but on Facebook, and some of them were really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Some of them were Twin Peaks related, so I appreciated.
Well, that's my, that's been like my header image on my Facebook profile for probably the last like 5 years or so.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, no.
You know.
I'm very open about, my passions in life, what I enjoy. 90s music and Twin Peaks are two of those things.
Those are pretty great things to like, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, one of those things I got you into.
You did. I'm so glad you got me into Twin Peaks.
I am educating.
I was into 90s music before you, though.
I mean, that's good.
I caught the drift, you know?
Yeah, and I'm glad you caught the drift on your own before we met.
One of my first phases is when I was 11. Do you know what the School of Rock is? Do they have that up here?
I know the Jack Black movie.
No, it's not the Jack Black movie. It's just like this place where you can take music lessons and stuff, but they also put you in bands.
Okay.
And they're like everywhere, I think. But there's this one like in this town Easton, like near me, and I grew up and stuff, but they had summer camps every year where it was like a week long, and it was like a one band, and then you would just, at the end of the week, you would perform a bunch of that band's songs.
That's cool.
So my mom signed me up for it when I was 11, and it was Green Day. So like,
of course it was.
Going into it, I only knew like, you know, the hits. And then I started went after that, I kind of like fell in love with them. And then that's how I got into my whole into 90s music, because once I started listening to them, I had my 90s phase. And then, you know, I had the middle school like emo phase. I was like, yeah, we were talking about the other night when Frankie was on, like, I used to listen to some hardcore music, not terribly hardcore, but like a little bit.
Sure.
And then now I'm just kind of like whatever, although it's mostly rock that I listen to.
Yeah, same here.
A lot of indie rock.
That's a cool story, though. I mean, I was born in 92, so I grew up, and I'm very familiar with at least a lot of the mainstream 90s rock hits that played on the radio and stuff, just because I have a lot of memories of driving around, you know, with my parents or whatever, and we're listening to the radio, so obviously I was aware of a lot of these songs. And then growing up, I always definitely gravitated more towards rock as opposed to any other genre, although not exclusively rock, because I went through a big hip-hop phase. And those 90s rock bands were always kind of there, you know, but I didn't really start to delve into like obscure 90s rock and like subgenres like shoegaze and stuff until probably like 2013, something like that.
Okay.
When I just had like a friend who like introduced me to like My Bloody Valentine, and I was like, the Pandora's box in my mind opened, and I
you
was like,
whoa,
this is my taste in music. I love it. So, and it's one of those things I just know I'm going to love
forever,
for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Because there are just certain artists or certain songs or whatever that you just keep on rotating on playlists. You know, the playlists change, but some of the songs stay the same, I find.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, you know, question.
What's that?
Do you know a band called King's Crimson or something?
Yeah, King Crimson. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you like them?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, this guy at work today, one of the interns, was like, oh, you should listen to this album, it's so good.
Is it in the court of King Crimson?
Yeah.
I think that's
is
what it's called.
Good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's
yeah, he said it was really good.
Those guys were like ahead of their time, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember getting into them because I used to/still kind of consider myself a really big Tool fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Tool cited King Crimson as like an influence on theirs, I believe, yeah. Yeah, King Crimson's cool.
Yeah, I'll listen to it. He's like, oh, it's a really good album, you should listen to it. And I was like, cool. And I trusted his opinion because he mutually agreed that Mad Men Across the Water was a great album. And I was like, you're right. So I think although, I told him I went to see Death Cab for Cutie. And I was like, oh, you know them. And he's like, no, I don't. And then I showed him, like, every hit ever by them. And he did not know any of them. I'm like, how could you not know? Like,
that's a little odd.
Yeah, like, how could you not know the I'll Follow You Into the Dark or like the Soul Meets Body song?
Yeah,
like, dude, everyone knows them.
I'm not even a big fan, but I know of
exactly.
Death Cab
like,
for Cutie.
I don't know like all of their music. I know like you know, I listen to the Transatlanticism and I know like the hits and all that, but like I knew who they were.
Sure, so do I.
Yeah, you know, people need to be educated.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's
why we're here.
That's exactly.
That's why we're on the radio right now.
I love when people show me new music or like listen to this.
Yeah, it's the best.
And you've shown me so much, so I'm like, yo, that's good.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, of course.
That's why you're sticking around.
Yeah, I am, you know?
Before we get back to some new music, which we will very shortly, the time is 10:38. We should probably read a PSA.
We should.
Because it's getting that time.
It's out right now.
All right, let's read it.
Okay, just by the way, guys, this PSA is not accurate, but I just want to talk about the topic because it says expires October 17 and we're a little late. So I'm afraid you're going to have to Google the new times for these events, but here goes. Local Farmers Markets PSA. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., except for July 4th, in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon to 6 p.m., the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. A public service message from all of the fruits and vegetables here in all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
You remember VeggieTales?
Yeah.
I don't know why that when you said from all the fruits and vegetables I like imagined the Veggie Tales.
I read that twice because I'm like, wow, it really says that.
But, oh, Veggie Tales.
Oh man, yeah. But we saw a sign for the Somerville one the other day.
Yeah, yeah, it's on Saturdays. Yeah,
Saturday. Do you know where it is?
I don't, but I know it's from 10 to 12, so I could definitely make that before my shift begins on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's on North Street.
Okay.
That's I kind of Googled it while we were playing some music.
That's
so close
by. So
don't trust these dates, but, you know, just Google things, and you'll find them.
Google is your friend.
Yeah, I want to go. We should go.
We should go.
Let's go.
But yeah, it's obviously the optimal time of year for farmers markets. You know,
I
go support
markets.
your local farmers, get some fresh... fruit and vegetables
it's
and
a
stuff.
Good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad they exist.
I used to play a farmer's market like every summer. This is the first summer I haven't played at it in a long time.
Did you used to get like the hookup on fruits and vegetables?
Yeah, some people would either like give me free stuff or they'd like I'll like go to buy stuff and they'll significantly discount.
That's
it.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Like even regardless of whether or not those gigs were paid or unpaid, that's kind of worth the price.
Yeah, it's not paid, but it's tips. And like everyone most of the time you pay in cash at a farmer's market, so people just like, you know, their change, like
that's true.
Yeah, depending on the day I can make like a good amount, but it is very long. It's like 4 hours.
Oh yeah, that's a long day, especially in the summer. It could be hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, you know, farmer's markets, I'm glad those exist. You know what else I'm glad exists?
What?
Bowling alleys. Because I just feel like, okay, I'm not like a massive bowling fan or anything. I do like to go bowling every once in a while, but I just feel like that's something that we kind of take for granted. Like, you know, arcades have kind of slowly either gone away or, you know, transformed into something that's not as cool as it used to be. And I just feel like one of these days, bowling alleys are going to be in trouble.
I
don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I think it's going to happen one day. And I think when that day comes, all of us will be like, oh, not the bowling alleys. Like, I should have gone bowling more because now all the bowling alleys are disappearing.
No, here's the thing. Like, bowling will still exist. It'll just be at those places where it's like there's a bunch of things to do and not just exclusively bowling alleys.
Yeah, agreed.
Although there's a place in Somerville that's like a bowling alley restaurant, whatever it is.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Have you really? Is it cool?
Like, I actually didn't go bowling there. I just went there to eat one time when I was with Mike, actually, and we were just walking around Davis and we wanted somewhere to eat. And he was like, hey, did you know that this bowling alley serves food? Let's go. And we went.
You went to a bowling alley to eat in Davis Square.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
It is weird. It was his idea, not mine. But, I mean, hey, the food was decent.
All right. That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, last summer I used to go to Lanes and Games. It was in Cambridge.
Okay.
And that was a bowling alley. They also had, I believe they had arcade machines and they had
is it still there?
A couple pool tables. No. It went away last summer. So that's what I'm.
Where in Cambridge?
It was right on. What route is that? Basically, if you were to, you know, Mystic Valley Parkway all the way down there, if you were to follow that, you know, beyond Mass Ave, and then you approach, there's like that weird road where you could take a left and go towards. What is that? Fresh Pond, or you could take a right and get on like the highway.
Okay.
And it was on that highway. It was just on the opposite side. And I used to go there, like we would close up and then go there and catch one of the pool tables and shoot pool or whatever. And yeah, that place disappeared last summer. So that's what I mean, you know?
That's no fun.
Cool places like that and like the awesome mini golf place on Route 1 in Saugus with the orange dinosaur disappeared. The mini golf place of my childhood.
Oh, speaking of mini golf.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that show is so weird.
That's a strange show.
It was strange. Everyone, I encourage you to watch Holy Moly, the mini golf TV show. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's a game show.
It's like a network game show. But
centered around mini golf.
Yeah, but it seems like so weird. Like, it's so... I don't know if it's fake or not. Like, are these real people?
I think...
Is this all staged?
I think the competition... The competition's legit, but I can't help but feel that the commentary is scripted and possibly filmed after the competition, if that makes sense.
Oh, I think it is.
So they watch the competition, and then there'll be a team of writers writing the scripts for the commentary, and then they'll shoot the commentary probably after they've already filmed the competition so that it's still on scene and edited in later, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's definitely not live.
Yeah, no,
because
definitely not.
They cut out a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It's odd. It's just odd.
It's just odd because I don't, like, you can't take it. Like, I don't know what's real and what's not. And it's weird because it, like, subverts your expectations about a game show.
It definitely mocks game shows.
It does. It mocks it.
But at the same time, like, remember, we were like, oh, it's a game show about mini golf, and we're watching people wiping out? I'm like, oh, this is, like, kind of...
Like, Wipeout.
Yeah, know? Like, but people are falling, trying to get to, like, where they have to go to hit their ball. I'm like, what is this show?
It is. It's something. Honestly, like, I don't want to be that person, but you could analyze this show. Like, I feel like this is just some example of some kind of, like... weird 21st century commentary.
You know what?
Something.
You know what? While we're on this topic, I will put that in the category of things I don't ever want to go away someday, game shows. And I know that some of them are lame, even though Jeopardy is the greatest one of all time.
Of course.
I know that there are a lot of lame game shows out there, but I don't know. I like me a good one every once in a while, and I'm still excited that there are ones trying. Whether or not they're succeeding is another story, But, you know, some of them are really lame. But I like them every once in a while.
Sometimes you like the cheese.
Yeah.
The cheese.
And what was that other one that we checked out? It was the one with Dax Shepard. And I'm like, why is Dax Shepard hosting a game show?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to watch that. You just
It was called Spin the Wheel. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to give this a shot.
They were so easy.
They were so easy. I wish I could go on that show and make a lot of money. but, yeah, I didn't care for that one that much. Yeah, maybe one of these days I'll go on a game show of some sorts. Or maybe one day
I
will...
The Price is Right.
I want to do The Price is Right so bad.
I will win. Although it's really hard to get picked. Because my cousin went to the set and like he was on the show and everything. But he didn't get picked to go down.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Like, only so many people get picked.
There's hundreds of people in that room. And only 15 get picked.
Well, if Aaron Paul can do it, maybe we can.
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's true. All right, we're going to get back to some more music. We'll probably only be here till about 11 if some people kick us out. If not, maybe we'll hang out for a few extra minutes. But we'll play a few more songs for you. And I gotta get this off my chest before I play this next song. This chair I'm sitting in, I keep pulling it up and it keeps progressively going down the more I sit in it. And I just want it to stay up. And I keep having to do that.
I'm sorry. That would really annoy me.
That's a little annoying.
Yeah.
Because like 1 minute I'm looking at you from up here, and then as you're talking to me, I'm slowly sinking until you can hardly see me.
You're getting to my level. For those of you who don't know me, I'm very short.
Yeah, some people are. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being short.
5'1" and proud. I'm not really that proud. I wish I was taller. But it's good for hiding in small places.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. You can duck under things easy.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are other benefits.
Blankets are not too short.
That's true. You know, throw blankets can just be regular blankets.
They are for me.
I'm at that height where I'm not considered tall. I'm pretty average height, but some throw blankets, like, I can't get my feet in.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not a problem for me. Unless it's like a really like short one.
You could probably comfortably nap on most couches.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good quality. Look at the positives there.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
All right, we're going to get back to the music. Probably some more 90s rock, but, I'll surprise you all one of these days, I swear.
Complete
360. Yeah.
Are you gonna play that Mad Season song?
That's right. So a couple songs ago we played Alice in Chains because they are one of the great 90s rock bands in my opinion, and certainly the opinion of many others. They're a very big band. But the lead singer of that song, Layne Staley, before he passed away at a young age, was also the front man for this grunge supergroup called Mad Season. And Mad Season incorporated band members from like a bunch of bands. It was like you look at it and you're like, whoa, this is like the Power Rangers of grunge rock. But it turns out that Mad Season didn't really, they did different things.
Yeah, this song has jazz in it.
Yeah.
It's really
They're not what you'd expect, but it's good.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely not radio like they're like what they did with their like their bands respectively, but it's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I like it. So, we're going to go into some Mad Season for you. They only put out this one album. It came out in I think 96 or 97. And then Layne passed away not too shortly after that, I think.
Yeah, overdose, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, he had problems.
Yeah.
All right. This is Long Gone Day by Mad Season.
Cool.
tryst with your face down on it. Say hello to the shrinking in your head. You can't see it, but you know it's there. In white, she's got everything I need. Pharmacy keys, she's falling hard for me. I can see it in her eyes, she acts just like a nurse with all the other guys.
Everybody.
Hey.
This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It has been our pleasure to hang out with you for this past hour.
Yeah.
But the time is 10:59. It is about to be 11 p.m., so we will be signing off for the night. However, we're going to end off on one last song.
Yeah.
If we have the time to finish it, great. If not, then at least you'll hear part of the song. I hope everyone out there is having a lovely Thursday night, whether you're going to bed soon or you're going to be up late, as long as you're having
a good,
safe time. It really doesn't matter to me.
True.
So we'll be back, the two of us, probably.